The Halsey Company, your company for what you did, was the biggest in the world.
Right.
What led to the selling of the company?
Well, I just wanted to do something else. And I wanted to get into teaching. Because we were holding classes twice a week at our office in our conference room. I felt there's so many people that if they just had a little knowledge, could be successful faster. Well, faster if they read the book, faster if they take a course. And we were doing that. So I took a program to Oklahoma City University, a degree program about the music and entertainment business. And I was there from 1994 to 2000. It was one of the most successful programs at the university.
You know, that's real honorable of you that you wanted to pass on all the information that you had gained by hard knocks and failure and make it easier for somebody else.
Well, I've had so many mentors in my life. I had a lot of one-on-one training from the best in the business.
Let me go back. The Beatles. Did you ever crossroad?
I did. Sid Bernstein, who brought the Beatles to Shea Stadium, their first American performance, was a friend of mine because he was a promoter, and he promoted Hank Thompson in those early days. I took a year out of my life in 1966 and went to the General Artists Corporation as a senior vice president there. I still maintained the Halsey Company, and I had Roy Clark and Hank Thompson and Wanda Jackson and my whole group of people. And at that time, I tried to get them involved because I knew the explosion of what country music was going to be. Finally, Buddy Howell, who was president of the company, said, "Jim, we can't find anybody. Why don't you come and do it for us?" So I did it for a year. We represented the Beatles, represented Bob Hope, represented Jackie Gleason, and that's where I met the Beatles. I never was involved personally with the Beatles, but the company, General Artists Corporation, was another one of my greatest learning experiences of my entire life. I was there for a year in Beverly Hills. And I was in with all of the top executives in entertainment, Martin Baum, who founded CAA. I learned so much during that year. It was the greatest learning year I ever had. At the end of the year, I brought them Glenn Campbell, and I said, "I've got to go out on my own again. It's just too confining to be in that big corporate structure."
I'm sure you follow Oklahoma's own American Idol winner, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, she's so great, yeah.
What are your thoughts today about country music?
Well, it's the pop music of today. And while the record companies are only interested in those monitoring stations that Billboard does, people like the Oak Ridge Boys and Merle Haggard and Roy Clark and all of those still have an enormous career out there because there's still 2,800 radio stations that are playing them that people listen to, but they're not in the Billboard charts that regulates where all the money is spent. Carrie Underwood, I think, is one of those phenomenal singers, but she's as much pop as country. If you just heard her and didn't know her history, you'd say, "That's a pop singer." Same way with Faith Hill and a lot of others. I love country music, and I love all kinds of music, but there are a number of different styles of country music.
You referred to your book, Star Maker, How to Make It in the Music Business, Jim Halsey with John Woolley. Introduction by Joe Bonzell. In it, you have the secrets of the Jim Halsey Company. Are there some secrets here that you can share with us?
Well, I think that you have to buy the book, John. But the real secret is within yourself, each and every person, that you find where you want to go. And this book will tell you, because each person is different, this book will give you a number of formulas to follow on how you can find what your success is going to be.
What in your career are you the most proud of?
Well, I am an event person, so I'm proud of the events that our company created. Now, I get a lot of the credit for all these things, but you got to realize I had a big company with a lot of people that followed our direction and followed our philosophy. But the Soviet tour, I think, was one of the things that changed my life a lot. And the Las Vegas area where we were able to do, for the first time anybody has ever done it, every major hotel in Las Vegas theater had a Halsey act, 1 to 3 acts in it, all at the same time. And that happened during the fair buyers meeting. So when you came into town, if you were a fair buyer, after you've been to the Halsey ranch party, and you go to Las Vegas and there's not a hotel or showroom in that town that's not featuring your act, Joe Delaney of the Las Vegas Sun said that we deserved a place in the Guinness Book of Records. Nobody's ever repeated that. I just have had a wonderful life dealing with a lot of wonderful people, and I still am. I think the thing that I'm most proud of is the fact that I've just been able to be involved with so many talented people, and that includes my wife, Manisa.
Your advice to students, because I always ask that, this is all really dedicated to students, this website. In addition to buying your book, of course.
I can boil it down in two words. It's all about sales and marketing. And there's so many innovative ways that you can sell and market your product now, or your music, or your band. Naturally, I think my book does it because we talk about music and entertainment. But there are probably 500 good books on marketing and selling products out there. And that's where you learn. Learn from the best. Go to Barnes & Noble or Borders or Amazon and get a lot of those books.
You early on embraced the internet and what it can do for you and websites and Facebook and all that kind of thing. You know, you probably could have thought, man, I wish I'd had that back in the 60s.
Well, I always believed in a picture. Picture with the music of the word. So we were one of the first to really utilize the ability of selling through television. Part of that comes from the fact that we experienced it and nobody else believed it. I couldn't believe people would criticize me for flying Roy Clark to the West Coast to appear on the Johnny Carson show where he got paid $365. I said, I can't believe you'd do that to your artist. I said, well, maybe I shouldn't do it. I wasn't going to tell him that the next day we probably sold millions of dollars worth of Roy Clark dates just because he was on for $365 the night before.
Yeah, and there's another case where you intuitively got it, but you're probably surprised. Why didn't those guys get it too?
Well, I wasn't going to encourage them to.
Is there any story, any comment, anything else that you would like to say?
Yeah, I would like to encourage all young people that have any hope at all of getting their music heard, their songs listened to, and them being on stage, that there is an opportunity for you out there, and you have to stay with it. The words that I got a long time ago still apply today. Follow your dreams. Because when you stop following your dreams, you're going to stop having them.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jim, for this time you've given to us. This is valuable. And kids 50 years from now will be able to listen to this. I appreciate it very much.
John, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for you taking the time to do this. And, you know, the exhibition that is at the Oklahoma History Center in Oklahoma City now kind of reflects on the 60 years of all these different artists that we've been involved with. But to me, it's not about the past. I'm hoping that that's going to be maybe an inspiration for young people to think about their future. I'm still thinking about my future. That's where it is with me.
So here you are, 79 years old, April 2010. What does Jim Halsey do today? What are his dreams today?
My dreams are still more in the educational line. I'm going to put up online our Halsey Institute where you'll be able to take my courses online for credit or not credit if you don't want to about the music and entertainment business. And we have an introduction into music and entertainment. We have creative artist management. We have booking and talent. We have press and PR. We have songwriting, promotion of events. We'll have in the next 6 months about six different courses that you can take online anywhere in the world. Wherever you live, you can take them.
So this young lad from Independence, Kansas, didn't know that he was going to end up being a college professor, did he?
No, I didn't, but I'm enjoying it. I'm still enjoying my time with the Oak Ridge Boys. I still visit with a lot of the art. I visit with Roy all the time and see Wanda and the Oak Ridge Boys are like family to us. We've been together for so long that it's still exciting to create new and different and challenging things for them every single year.
You're the fifth member of the quartet, right?
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you. This is wonderful.